Right now, night is deepening over Baghdad, but there is some hope that tomorrow's sunrise could arrive with a new Iraqi government. After months of behind-the-scenes wrangling, horse trading, and paralysis, the man who will be Iraq's interim prime minister, Ibrahim al-Jafari, is reportedly on the verge of finally announcing the makeup of his cabinet any day now. It's been any day now for a couple of weeks. We're joined now by the Washington Post Baghdad bureau chief, Ellen Nickmeyer. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Do we know if a deal has been struck?
There may have been a partial deal struck. They may have agreed on exactly how many seats each block gets, how many seats the Sunnis get, the Shiites and the Kurds get. But it seems like they haven't agreed on exactly which Sunnis and which Shiites and which Kurds will get those seats.
And in the course of this, this is all very important because not only the ethnic and religious makeup of this cabinet is going to be vital to giving people the idea that this is an inclusive government.
That's right. The whole idea has been to draw Sunnis into the government and draw them out of the insurgency by including them in the government to give them less of a reason to fight against the government. So that's been seen as crucial.
And at the same time, there has been pressure by some, and particularly from the Shiite community, to say that no one who held a high position in the Ba'ath Party, the previous regime, of course, that nobody who held a position in that regime will be allowed to hold a position in the new government.
That's right. And that kind of narrows the field of Sunnis. It's very tough to find Sunnis who both sides can agree on, a Sunni that is seen as representative to the Sunni side of the equation, while being acceptable to the Shiite side.
Is there a sense, and this has been expressed by officials here in Washington, that the grand political opening that was made possible by the remarkable turnout of the electorate there in Iraq in January, that that's now been squandered in all this bickering over the shape of the new government?
Right, the phrase that's used the most is that the momentum has been lost. They just a couple weeks ago, the politicians were so happy that they were able to get a start at the government, that they were starting to like name a speaker and everything else. And now it's just kind of it's much grimmer negotiation, and there's not a lot of overt signs of fellowship going on.
Another issue that has divided the various elements there has been the people who were primarily religious and people who are primarily secular. And again, this involves particularly the Kurds.
That's right. The Kurds have been trying to get a secular bloc into the government. That's been the holdup for at least a week more. And they've just finally given up over the weekend. It doesn't look like that secular bloc is going to reach the deal that it was looking for to get into the government.
They had hoped, for example, that Iyad Alawi, the interim prime minister, well, he got his bloc had a number of seats in the new parliament, but he is secular, and it does not look at this point, at least according to rumors that we're reading from Baghdad, that he's going to be included in the new government.
That's right. Everyone now is saying he's not in, that they've given up on including him. The reason they wanted him in was just to kind of, a lot of the Shiite bloc has a strong religious influence, and the Kurds especially were looking to bolster the secular side of things as a counterweight.
So at this point, is there any end in sight, a date by which people now expect that a new government will be named?
Well, I mean, every day, like you said, they say tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, you know, end of the week. Jafari has until May 7th, or else he has to go back to the president and say, I can't do it, you know, and the president picks someone else or gives Jafari another try. Ultimately, this government, its run ends in December of this year, so it's got to get things done by then.
Ellen Nickmeyer, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ellen Nickmeyer is the Washington Post bureau chief in Baghdad, and she joined us from there.